Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A coalition of environmental groups has filed suit challenging the federal government's December lease sale in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Alaska Public Media reports that the case filed today follows the offering of all 10 million acres eligible for development in NPRA for lease. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said he was fulfilling a pledge he made to refill the Trans-Alaska pipeline. The sale drew only 7 bids, covering less than 1% of the area offered. The lawsuit alleges the Bureau of Land Management was required to conduct an environmental study before the sale. The BLM said last fall it was relying on environmental impact statements and assessments from 2012 and 2013 covering the same territory. The NPRA is an area the size of Indiana to the west of Prudhoe Bay. The environmental law firm Trustees for Alaska filed the suit on behalf of the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, the Wilderness Society, and other groups. An analysis shows Fairbanks could support and benefit from a convention and performing arts center. Explore Fairbanks commissioned Chicago-based Johnson Consulting to look at the potential of a new downtown venue. The study was released last month at an interior tourism conference.
It concluded that there is a role and a need and an opportunity for both a mid-sized convention facility and a 1,200-seat performing arts center.
Consultant Charlie Johnson says that backs previous more general studies, noting that his work specifically focused on a facility located on lots currently occupied by the derelict Polaris Hotel and other buildings. He outlined the value of a centrally located public space for shows and meetings.
We'd like to see a more interesting downtown. This is part of that strategy. We'd also like to be able to offer people supplemental things to do while they're either visiting or living here.
Johnson says part of the analysis hinges on build it and they will come optimism.
There's a multitude of national and international events that have come here even and don't come back anymore because of facilities or would consider Fairbanks.
Johnson says that's also true on the meeting side, noting the city's location as a draw for conferences.
Either from a tourism standpoint, from a science standpoint, from a circumpolar north issue standpoint.
Explore Fairbanks has had to, we've had to turn down business.
Helen Renfrew, Director of Meetings and Conventions at Explore Fairbanks, says some of that opportunity is easily accessible.
Business that is in the state and used to rotate but no longer does. So our job would be to begin the marketing and the sales process in order to support the economic development that the convention center portion can have for our community.
The next phase of study, which requires approval by the Explore Fairbanks Board, would focus on facility appearance, parking, cost, and financing. Two climbers hoping to make the first winter ascent of the Yukon's Mount Lucania have abandoned their expedition. According to an expedition website post, Lonnie Dupree of Minnesota and Canadian Pascal Marceau made it to within 4,000 feet of the summit of the over 17,000-foot peak. Mount Lucania is Canada's third highest peak and located in the St. Elias Range in Kluane National Park. Dupree and Marceau report that unanticipated glacial conditions complicated their approach and that ice built up in sleeping bags, making it difficult to keep warm in extreme cold and high winds. The pair say they hope to return for another attempt. It took Dupree 4 attempts over 5 years to make the first solo climb of Denali in January back in 2015. I'm Dan Bross.